Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, God is good and worthy to be praised. Well, it is Thursday, and we are here for another edition of the broadcast, Woman to Woman, with Pastor Rebecca Simmons, joined by my co-host, Tina Michelle. Amen. And we have a blessing in store for you today because we have added a guest co-host today, and I'm just so excited about what God is getting ready to do in our midst. He said, where two or more are gathered, I too shall be in their midst. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do in our midst. Get on the phone, call somebody, tell somebody that Woman to Woman is on the air right here at blogtalkradio.com/power. And also let them know to tune in because God is getting ready to release a blessing into their lives. We are excited. So much power in one place. So much power in one place. And I'm going to introduce our guest co-host in a few minutes, and I'm going to open up both of their lines. Tina Michelle is here, and our guest co-host is here as well, and we're going to open in prayer. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. And we magnify your name today. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are, Lord, and because of what you have done already in our lives. We thank you for the promise over our lives contained within your word. We thank you, Lord, that you're faithful to perform that which you have already promised. So, Lord, we know that we have no lack. We have no need to be stressed out or to be worried, Father God, because we know that you have everything that we need in your hands. So, Lord, we thank you. We trust you, and we look to you on today to have your way during this broadcast. Lord, speak to the hearts of those women and even those men who will tune in, Father God. Speak to their hearts, Father God, like words cannot, Father God. Speak to them by your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, you said not by might, not by power, but it's by your spirit, God, which lives can be changed and people can begin to manifest heaven right here on earth. So, Lord, we love you today. We love you today, and we worship you today, and we magnify your name, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning for a new day. This is the day that you have made, God, and we shall rejoice. Oh, yes, we shall rejoice and be glad. In it, God. Oh, yet will we praise you, God. Oh, things are not perfect, God, but we know, Lord, that we serve a perfect God, and we will praise you anyhow, Lord, no matter what's going on in the economy, no matter what's going on in our homes and on our workplaces, in our families, Lord. Yet will we praise you, knowing that we can trust in you, God, and be of good courage, that we shall not fear, God, but we will continually trust in you and be of good courage. So bless every woman. Bless every woman. Bless my co-host today, God. Bless Jesus. Tina Michelle and bless Prophetess Singletary today, God. Bless the women, Father God, who are coming to this place to be ministered to. Bless each and every person that comes to talk with us, God, on today, Father God. Bless, Father God. Add to their lives, Father God, richly, God, during this hour. So, Lord, we give this time to you, and we just ask that you be glorified in our midst. Holy Spirit, come on up in here, Father. We, Father God, send the Holy Spirit. Let him come on up in here. And you, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello, ladies.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. God bless you,
Tina Michelle.
We have Tina Michelle with us, and Tina Michelle is our new co-host. She's been with us for a couple of weeks, and I believe that the Lord is doing something wonderful, wonderful in our midst. And also, I have invited another guest co-host to be with us on today, Prophetess A. Singletary. God bless you, Prophetess.
God bless you, Pastor. How are you?
I'm great. I'm
good,
really, really
good.
Great. Having
Amen.
A good day.
Good.
A good day. God bless you, Tina Michelle.
God bless you both.
God bless you too.
God bless you both. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful prayer.
Yes,
I just love it when we just call out to our daddy and he just goes, uh-huh, I hear you.
Yes, yes.
Amen. You sense it. You know, getting ready for the call, all the busyness of getting ready for school and everything, I have these little lists, the list. And then I get on the call and then it just hit me. Oh, my goodness, I get to be in fellowship with my sisters today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And what
just
a sweet
anchoring everything, just everything. It just just everything.
And what a sweet, sweet fellowship. God says it is a beautiful thing when we can come together and we're not backbiting, we're not hating on each other, but we're loving on each other.
Amen.
And I want to welcome BTR Mindy to the chat room as well as Sherry Jones, I believe that is Pastor Sherry Jones, and to let you all know that you can call in, you can chat, God bless you, and what the purpose is, why the Lord has given me this vision, is to be able to have real talk with real women of God about real everyday things pertaining to the life of a woman of God. So that's really the focus. And, you know, some people, we come with our Bibles because we never know when the Lord is going to release a word. But really, we come more so than that with the heart of God.
Yeah,
to be able to share what's going on, what's going on in the life of the Christian woman on today. How can I encourage my sister? How can we encourage our sisters on today? And we have things like The View when you turn on secular television, and they're talking about issues, but they're talking about it from a secular viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And here we want to be able to talk about things that are going on in our lives every day, but to be talking about it from a godly viewpoint, from a Christ viewpoint. Let's not get it twisted. Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior, and we're sharing from that viewpoint. So I'm just so excited. I'm excited about the vision unfolding.
Amen.
The Lord has given me this vision to pour into the lives of women, not
Amen.
To necessarily come on here and preach a sermon,
mm-hmm.
but to pour into your life, not to be above, but to be right there in the trenches with my sisters to say, look, this is what's going on with me, and let's talk about what's going on with you, and let's figure out how we can walk in victory in
Amen.
This thing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we do have some more callers on the line, and we're not going to open up the phone line yet because I want to just let you know. Actually, I'm going to check in with these two callers to see if they have anything to say. Actually, it's one caller. It looks like they had to call back twice. Check in with this caller, see if they have anything to say, and then we'll move forward from there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, caller 973. You're on the air. Did you want to speak or were you just listening? Amen. Let's see. Okay. God bless you, caller 973. You're on the air.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. Is this Sister McCray?
This is Sister McCray.
God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
Sister Linda is in the house.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm so blessed to have, let me finish introducing Prophetess Singletary. She is our house prophet. Amen. She is one of the members of New Creation Christian Ministries. She's a blessing to our ministry. The Lord uses her. He moves through her mightily to speak into the lives of the people. And it's just a blessing to have her. To have her. And Sister Linda is actually another one of our members, and it's just a blessing to know that you all are calling in today, because you know I've been doing this for a minute, and I'm just so happy to have both of you with us on today.
Amen.
And we're getting ready right now. While the women are coming out, it's because we're getting ready for our Christian Women of Power Conference.
Amen.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And I have a sound bite for you. I would just want to give you some exposure to the excitement that takes place. One of our speakers is actually Prophetess A. Singletary, and I'm going to play a sound bite right now so you can hear what the Lord is going to do during that time when we come together for this conference.
You just said
come on, he's with those seasons. That have been running for Jesus a long time and haven't got time yet.
Yes.
Those are the ones he's coming after today.
My God.
What you gonna do about it?
Jesus.
Ourselves in the Lord.
Yes.
And prophets were saying we need to be around some people with some fire, amen,
yes,
that
yes.
can encourage us, my
amen,
God.
Amen, amen.
My God.
Hallelujah.
So, prophets, why don't you talk a little bit more about this year's conference before we go into further into the broadcast.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Prophetess
Hallelujah.
Angie Singletary. I love it. Pastor always gives my full name, and my parents usually are the only ones that do that, but I love my pastor. Amen. But this is Prophetess Angie Singletary, located at New Creation Christian Ministries, where I am under the leadership of the wonderful pastors Anthony and Rebecca Simmons, and I just love the Lord. Amen. And we are preparing for our third annual Christian Women of Power Conference, which is going to be taking place in the month of October, October 10th, the 11th and the 12th, and I will be going forth on the 12th. And the theme for this year's conference is God's Leading Lady. Amen. You know, I was blessed to be able to take part of the second annual conference, praise God, and it was a tremendous blessing, and we're looking for God to take us higher on this year. So we're inviting everyone out, praise God, to take part, every woman, every girl, praise God. We're asking that you would just invite a woman out, praise God. Our registration fee is $25, which is not a lot. You know, we can go to the diner. You know, we can go to the store, and we can spend $25 easily, very easily. So why not support the cause, praise God, because we as women in the body of Christ, praise God, we are striving to meet the Maker, praise God. We're striving to make it in, praise God.
Yes.
And we need these type of conferences, praise God, to keep us empowered, to keep us
yes.
strengthened, to keep
yes.
us uplifted. And, you know, this is just more some more spiritual food, I'll say, more spiritual food to keep us, praise God, filled up, and we're able to do and conquer and do the things that God is calling forth for us to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that includes lunch on Saturday. So we'll be together Friday night, Saturday all day until about 4:30. So we have a continental breakfast as well as lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And the spiritual food that's to be partaken of is going to be, really life-changing.
Yes.
So that's the life-changing in the Lord. We're not coming together to glorify man or woman, but we are
mm-hmm.
coming together to glorify our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. God is first and foremost
Amen.
In this conference, even though the theme is God's Leading Lady. It's all about God.
Yes.
Leading Lady. You know, it's not about our names being up in lights, but God is looking for some women that he can use, my God.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Is looking for some women who who will say yes to his will and yes to his way. God is looking for some women who are ready to be obedient and totally sold out,
Amen.
My God, for the call that he has on their lives. And I'm excited. I am really excited. Tina Michelle was with us on last year.
Amen.
I don't have a clipping, but go ahead, Tina. You can talk about your experience last year.
Well, it was, I think I mentioned last week, it was a blessing just looking in your face, looking on your face.
Amen.
And seeing everything that God invested in your face. You know, because when I looked at you, I was just like, there she is.
Wow.
Look at her.
Amen.
Look at her. And when we meet people on the phone, it's a blessing because you hear things coming through the phone that is completely life-changing. But when God has knitted people together, and then I walked in the room and I saw her, and I said, that's my sister. I love her.
Amen.
I loved her before we got on the phone. Then to hear everything that was going on in the conference, all the women that came forward, the words of knowledge, even my baby girl, Shekinah, was there, and the Spirit just flowed to the point it encouraged her to know that when she does worship, when she prays dances, because she loves to dance and she loves to just be such a light to people, that God is seeing her and even affirmed her ministry at that time. So it was so important to come into fellowship with people who are like-minded, who love the Lord, and to just sort of grab each other's arms and say, yes, it's not about who has the mic, who doesn't have the mic, because it was always the Holy Spirit speaking.
Amen.
It's about
Amen.
How God is transforming the lives of the individuals that heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just awesome. I had an awesome time. The Lord just affirmed a few things and confirmed a few things. And, you know, after that, I believe that the seed of transformation even entered my life in such a way that things shifted fast.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
Shifted fast to a point of, okay, you've done this. You've been a church girl all your life. You've been ministering for the past 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for you to understand what's invested in you.
Amen.
And be clear about it.
Yes.
Clear about my love for you, your love for me, and move forward in my spirit and power intentionally, knowing the ministry that I gave you is going to be life-changing, and you're going to meet women like this, and you're going to come into unity with them and be able to impact each other in a positive way to move forward.
Amen.
So it was awesome. It was awesome. And when the dates came up, I'm sitting here on my dry erase board, and I just wiped off my top activity for October, and I said, ooh, I'm wiping that off, and I'm putting it down a notch and put COWP and the date and the registration. That's my top priority.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
And someone in the chat room is asking where the conference will take place. It's Christian Women of Power, a third annual conference. The information can be found on our website, nccmonline.org, nccmonline.org. And also, the address is at our church, New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And again, if you're in the area, if you can fly in, if you can drive in, if you can take a bus, a cab, or a train, you want to be there because it's going to be life-changing. I do believe that God is going to make an impartation into the lives of the women that press to be there on that particular date. And we just really, we want to start out this broadcast talking about the conference because God, as I said, God is looking for some women that he can use, and that's another part of the vision for this broadcast, that we can become real women of God. I know you saw today that we would be talking about being real talk about being real women of God. That means that there's some things that we have to put down, you know, and there's some things that we have to leave behind. We have to put down the sin, and we have to put down the shame. We have to put down the guilt, and we have to leave behind those things as well. So once we put them down, we have to leave them behind. The disgrace of our past, the pain of our past, all of that stuff that we've experienced that hinder us. I talked yesterday about laying aside the weight that so easily besets us, the weight and the sin that so easily beset us, and moving forward to continue to run this race. My God. No,
wouldn't
you agree? We're in the race. I mean, we really are in the race, and we have a prize that we are achieving, striving to achieve. And I don't know who wants to jump in and talk about that, But what do you think? I'll just ask you, prophetess.
Yes.
What is it that you believe hinders women the most during this season in their lives, in our lives as Christians, with everything that's going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
and the promises that God has laid out before us in His Word? So many are not obtaining that. What
right.
do you think is hindering us from getting, from inheriting or possessing the promise? Let's just put it like that. From getting to where we need to be in God.
Well, you know, the first thing is that we have to have a relationship with the Lord so that He can speak to us to let us know what might be yet still in our lives that we need to get rid of in order to move forward. You know, we can hold on to a lot of past things, a lot of past hurt, situations, people, things, whatever it is that you might have experienced in your past. You know, the problem is with we as women today, you know, we have a tendency to hold on to things. So it's hard for you to move forward in the things of God when we're still yet holding on to things of old, things of the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have to have a relationship with God so that He can minister to us, to minister to those needs so that He can point it out to us. You know, sometimes, you know, we as women, we don't realize that we're struggling with a thing. We don't realize that we're holding on to a thing until
mm-hmm.
God begins to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
He begins to minister to that spirit man. And then that spirit man begins to come alive. And you know, even with myself, I'm like, you know, hey, you know, I dealt with a lot of nonsense for years, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it makes you talk to yourself. I can have a conversation with Angie, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, God, you know, I'm so sorry. I disappointed myself. I'm so sorry. I disappointed you.
Yes.
I allowed things
yes.
to go on in my life that I knew I should have cut off.
Yes.
But now my focus isn't on those things and people anymore. My focus is on you.
Amen.
And that's where God is able, He's able to come in and minister to you, and then He'll use you. When we yield and avail ourselves to God, He can work. We have to give Him something to work with.
My God.
Yeah.
My God. Powerful. And how, Tina, Michelle, you know, you deal with this a lot. How do we let go? You know, I mean, so many women are saying, yeah, you're talking to me about letting go and releasing things, but how do I let go so that I can move forward and have this great relationship with God that the woman of God just talked about?
Well, you know, something that I was just talking to my kids about the other day, about the law, right? Whether you like it or not, that the speed limit is 65, 75, right, and in a certain zone. If you break that law, you will get a ticket. It's not an emotional thing. It's not a cockiness. It's not an upset. You'll get a ticket because that's the law. There's
that's
a law
right.
that I love called reciprocation, right? Reciprocity. And what's the core of that law is another law called replacement. If you hold on to something, God cannot put something else in your hand. So when you trust God, and that's the biggest thing, because
mm-hmm.
the one thing that you opened up with that hit me, Pastor Rebecca, was the law of to lay aside those things that so easily beset us, right? So it's weights. Most people say weight.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say sin, but it's weights and sin. You can let go of the weight, but if you don't let go of the sin and come into active fellowship with the Spirit of the Lord and start reading your word and refilling yourself, then you just let go of the weight. Now you have a void, and there's nothing to replace it.
Amen.
You don't have an active relationship that's going to refill that hole, because the reason why we hold on to things is because it's filling us in an area, whether it's our emotion, whether it's our past experience or our level of comfort. We hold on to it because it served us at one time, or we thought it did.
Amen.
So once we replace it with the Spirit of the Lord, God's truth, the word which is active, and the lifestyle and the fellowship that will help to support it, it doesn't become an active thing that's a burden to
that's
us.
That's right.
It's just a law of replacement and reciprocation. It's a law that
mm-hmm.
will work no matter what.
Amen.
Let me just put a different spin on this, because, I mean, that's why I love the fact that we have different voices, but the same spirit. Ha.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell people this, you know, I love the fact that Jesus said, "Come to me, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love that because that was my call. That I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, being broke, busted, and disgusted. Actually, broken. I was more broken than I was broke because I had money, but I had no wholeness. Being broken, busted, and disgusted, and looking for love in all of the wrong places. I got so tired of that when I really heard the true call to salvation, when I heard Jesus say, "Come," I ran with everything in me. Well, no, I didn't run. The Holy Spirit prompted me to come. And that's what I'm saying, that I didn't initially go in there to have a relationship with God. You know, I didn't initially come into Christianity, being a woman of God, to give up my sin. You know, I came because I was invited to church, and I came to church, and then the Holy Spirit drew me.
Amen.
So I came because God drew me. It was by the grace of God that I became a church girl first. You know, I became a church girl, someone who went to church on a regular basis. I was in church every Sunday. Once I heard the word, I was drawn to come back until the Holy Spirit drew me into salvation. But it was through it was a process, and that's what I want to say to somebody out there who's listening. And you might wonder, how are you going to put down the sin? How are you going to leave the past behind? How are you going to tap into these biblical principles that Tina Michelle just talked about, the laws of God, the biblical principles that God has put into this universe? How can I tap into that and have total victory in my life when it's so hard? Like Angie said, she said, I have been dealing with so much nonsense in my life for so long, and I would get mad at myself because I continually allowed myself to deal with this same old nonsense.
Amen.
And so many women are there. If we want to tell the truth about it, so many of us are there where we're still dealing with some mess and some nonsense from the past.
Amen.
And we talked about relationship with God. This is what I want to add to what Tina and Prophetess said. If we just draw near to God, even with your mess, with the sin, with the nonsense, if you just draw near to God, it's going to be hard at first to let go of your past and let go of everything that hinders you and let God have his way in your life.
Amen.
It's going to be difficult. But if you continually draw near to God, then what you're doing as you draw near to God is you're resisting the devil.
Amen.
You're drawing near to God, you're resisting the devil. Now God can come in and have rule and reign in your life where Satan used to have rule and reign.
Amen.
Where the sin used to have rule and reign. So now God can begin to reign and you can begin to get free.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come up, you can grow in your spirit, man. You can grow spiritually to say, now I'm ready for God to prune me and purify me and strip me of all of this stuff that's not doing me any good anyway.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
And now you become, not even before that, believe it or not, you're already becoming a woman that God can use.
Yes.
My God, because if he can use a donkey, he can use you.
Amen.
You know, it's so funny because as we're talking, we're hearing the strategy, right? We're hearing the process.
Yes.
All of us agree that it was a place of surrender. We know that the Bible says if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. That's the first place of surrender, right? So that's step one. Just get to the place where God can. The Holy Spirit draw you. God can. We don't know what. We don't know how. But that's just the beginning point. Then, for myself personally, it was a question of trust. God can do what?
Yeah.
How? Why? When?
Yeah.
Where? You know, I believed in this person. I believed that my daddy would do this. I believed that the system would do this.
Mm-hmm.
I believed that if I just studied my school, then I would get A's, then I'd be able to do this. I believed certain things, but certain things have failed me, so now my belief got mutated to make me question how, why, where, when.
Amen.
So my mama would just say, baby, just pray and trust the Lord. Trust the Lord.
Trust
the Lord. How? Trust him in what?
Mm-hmm.
Trust him where? Well, he's your father. Well, I knew my father. I couldn't trust him worth a darn.
My God.
Amen.
So I knew my daddy, so I had to learn something new. And what the Lord started to show me that just, first of all, you know, as a babe in Christ, I had to immediately get into fellowship, immediately get into discipleship. I didn't know that. I wasn't doing that on purpose. But we know that these things, you know, coming into Ark of Safety and congregation and fellowship and under good, whole teaching,
mm-hmm.
you'll begin to develop a lifestyle that will be able to get you there.
Amen.
And I was reading
Amen.
My word,
That's
being
right,
in prayer,
Tina.
Being in fellowship, being around people who know it were no longer part of my previous lifestyle, but they were part of where I was going.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. I was not there yet because I was a little one, you know. I was a little one in life because I was a teenager, and I was a little one in Christ because I might have been raised in the church, but I had no relationship with what the church was talking about.
Amen. Oh.
So then just going to church because my pastor said, you need to be here as many times as you could. So I did. Door open, Tina was
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tina was there. Didn't know why. Didn't need to know why.
Right.
But I started to read the word and replacing the things that I did before, what I put my eyes on, what I put my heart on. Sitting there, I knew that if I sit around watching hip-hop videos, if I sit around reading garbage, if I sit around gossiping, I only have this a certain amount of hours in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I made a commitment to my pastor that I would first start in the book of John, right, upon my salvation, and learn about what Jesus did, and then turn around and start reading more about the Gospels and then go and read the history,
mm-hmm.
I made that commitment. Well, it's either Ricky Lake or the Bible.
Amen.
I made a commitment.
God.
It's the
my
Bible.
God.
That's a replacement there.
Mm-hmm.
So as I began to make active choices, because what God has given us is the ability to choose, but he says choose who you will serve with each
yes,
day.
Yes, yes.
Making active choices, I came 2 weeks later, I'm like, wow, certain things that used to bother me all the time, certain things that used to tempt me all the time, I just don't want to do it anymore.
Amen.
I just don't want to do it anymore. A year later, certain people that I used to talk to, where are they at?
So like you said, that's what we're saying. It's progressive. And as we trust God, then we can learn even more so. But so a lot of people, and I want to welcome everyone to our chat room. Amen. God bless you all. It's so good to see you all. And I'm here on the panel with Prophetess Angie Singletary and also Biblical Life Coach Tina Borsico. And we're talking about being a real woman of God, the challenges of being a real woman of God. And we're making some challenges. We're challenging everyone to just let go of the old and so that we can embrace the new life that God has for us. And I wanted to ask another question, like, and also open the phone lines, 646-652-4832, because someone might be asking, well, what is a real woman of God? You know, prophetess, what is that? What is a real woman of God?
Well, I mean, when you think about it, you have to come to grips with yourself. You have to be real with yourself. You got to be truthful with yourself.
Amen.
You know, a real woman of God is one that is concerned about the things of God. You know, yes, we have a past. Yes, we have a history of some things, but God is, he has washed all of that away.
Yes.
And he has made us new creatures. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Oh, he allows the old things to pass away. Behold, all things become new. So where we had in our lives at one point a lot of nonsense and garbage going on, come on, we have the holy things of God going on in our lives. You know, our aim is to please God. Our aim is to move and flow in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Well, what about the woman who has all of this temptation? Dana Neal, Mrs. D. Neal, is saying that it's hard to be totally right. It is hard to let go of it all, but we have to as women. And then she says, amen, we have to be real. And that's the key right there, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be real. You know, I don't like perpetrating. I never wanted to be a Christian because I never wanted to be a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I thought that all Christians were hypocrites. But what I didn't realize is that they had something that I didn't have, and that was Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be real about this thing. And to be real, what we have to admit is the fact that women, even Christian women, struggle.
Amen.
We have to admit it.
I
mean, if we don't admit that, then we're doing a disservice.
Amen.
We struggle. Now, what about the woman who has all of this temptation knocking at her door?
You know, you get to a point where you just have to come to grips with, I'm not going there. I'm not, I don't have to deal with that. You know, you get to a point in your life where you choose, you have a choice. Either I want to do it or I don't. At this stage in my life, I don't want to deal with it.
My God.
God has invested so much. He's invested too much in me to forfeit it.
So what, prophetess, you're saying we have to make a conscious choice?
Yes.
We literally have to make up our minds?
Yes.
That we're not going to deal with it?
Exactly.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
We have a choice.
It's up to us to draw the line in the sand. I remember an old song that my grandmother used to listen to by Reverend James Cleveland, My Mind's Made Up, No Turning Back.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that song? My Mind's Made Up. That's when she said that, I remember getting to a place where I was not going to play with it anymore, because I tried to appease both sides, you know, my old friends and my new friends, my old friends and my new friends. And I had to literally answer the questions, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? And I only were able to fill those blanks in by, one, studying about the character of God, who God is, right? Two, seeing the results. Three, making a decision, digging my heels in, that it's not just because, oh, it's a bad or good thing to do, but because the benefits far outweigh than what I was accepting as circumstance before. Far outweigh. And it was not easy. That was not an easy choice, because that temptation knocking.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, are you so safe? You don't want to go to the club? No.
That's right. Temptation knocking. And that's what Mrs. D. Neal is saying, Tina. She says, knocking, what about right there in your face? My God.
Amen.
That is an everyday conscious choice that we have to make. When you know you're waking up and there is some stuff, you're waking up in the morning and there are some things right there in your home for some people that are going to lead you into temptation, and you're going to have to make a conscious choice every day not to go down that road, because there are women who are living with unsaved husbands.
Jesus.
Now, I hope that the man that you're living with, woman of God, is your husband. I told you we're going to challenge you. I did say that we were going to challenge you. You know, Prophetess knows when you come into New Creation Christian Ministry.
Amen, amen.
We're going to talk about the real dealio.
Yes.
The real deal.
No nonsense.
So I hope that the man that you're living with is your husband. And if he's not your husband, it's time for somebody to have a change of address.
Yes.
We're talking about being real women of God today.
Amen, amen.
Making a conscious choice. I'm not waking up. I'm not going to bed in the bed of sin. And okay, for those 4-hour short stay women out there, you too, those midnight calls, I'm going over to his house and we're going to have some coffee. Oh, no, stay out of his house. It's midnight. You don't need to be going over to his house. So,
don't let the enemy play with your mind that it's ministry. I'm just going over to convert him in this ministry.
Mm. Exactly, right.
We're laughing.
But the truth of the matter is, listen. The truth of the matter is, when we compromise our integrity or the integrity of the gospel, because it's really not our integrity. It's the integrity of the gospel. So when we're calling ourselves Christians, you know, because I have to say this, because I'm listening to Blog Talk Radio, and I hear people all over the stations talking about so-called Christian women who are ending up with babies out of wedlock, who are ending up cracked out of their minds, who are ending up in all kinds of adulterous relationships, who are ending up in all kinds of sinful predicaments that are being broadcast, that you're seeing flashed across the news. And I believe it's because nobody's talking about it.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. But if those of us who are talking about God are not talking about sin and are not challenging our brothers and our sisters to come away from that, Mm-hmm. You know, if we're acting like there's not a big pink elephant in the middle of the church, then we are doing a disservice.
Amen.
So I have to say this. We laughed about that,
uh-huh.
but when we become born again Christian women of God, we're called to a higher mandate, and we talked about the fact that we will struggle. You will struggle with being that midnight body call,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he wants you to come and warm his bed in the midnight hour, but he won't take you out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
You will struggle with that. You will struggle with sleeping with somebody, and you're in the church, and
Amen.
You're, you know, you're singing in the choir, and he's in the choir, or he's the preacher, or something. You will struggle with that
mm-hmm.
in the beginning.
Amen.
You will struggle with liquor. You know, I'm just going to have one cocktail and it turns into five. So now you're drunk. So you will struggle with these things, but it should not be a perpetual, never-ending struggle.
Amen.
It should be progressive to the point where you can get to a point in your life where you can say, you know what, I used to struggle with that.
Amen.
The prophetess said it.
Amen.
She said, I used to struggle with that. And I'm
Amen.
Saying it too. When I got saved, I did not immediately flee fornication.
Amen.
I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I did not immediately stop
Amen.
Cussing.
Amen.
You know, I mean, it might have been 5 years before I stopped cussing. You
oh,
know,
right.
I did not immediately stop sinning. And guess
mm-hmm.
what? I still haven't arrived.
Amen.
You know, the sins are not major now, but I still mess up. I still miss it sometimes,
yes,
you
yes.
know. My God, where I might find myself putting my mouth on somebody
mm-hmm.
and saying something that I could not say to them in their face. So what we're saying is it's progressive. Being a real woman of God is being real enough to be bold and say, here I am, Lord.
Yes.
Use me right now, but make
Amen.
Me better.
Yes.
Make me higher.
Hallelujah.
Take me deeper.
Yes.
Amen.
I don't want to stay the same,
Jesus.
God.
Praise
I'm,
God.
I'm convicted of my sin,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Here
Amen.
I am in all my wretchedness. I
yes.
haven't arrived. God, help me. My God, we
yes.
have a caller. And
Hallelujah.
We're going to put this calling on. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I feel God right now.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Area code 719, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Hallelujah. Area code 719, did you want to speak?
Yeah, this is Bishop Edgar Young, Jr. from the city of Grove here, Alabama. And amen. I just thank God for listening to your show. I just would like to say a couple things. One is that, you know, when you first come to God, and the Bible tells us as newborn babes to desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
Yes.
But it's just like in the natural, when a woman bears children, there come a time in their lives, for instance, and I want to use potty training, that that child should be potty trained. Like my little grandchildren, my daughter started them early. They're 19 months old. They are potty trained. Now, I don't understand a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old child still messing on themselves. And the reason why that happens is mainly because the parents were too lazy to actually get them trained.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to say this about our spiritual walk. You know, Paul summed it up like this. That in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, when Paul said that when he would do good, the good that he would do, he did not, but the evil that he did would not, that he did.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who
uh-huh.
shall deliver me from
yeah.
this body of death? So
right.
when Paul moved on into the next room, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation
Hallelujah.
To them that are in Christ.
In
yeah.
Christ.
Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
See, this is the whole thing, is that when we are born again, that we are to take on the new nature, which is after the image of God, which is Jesus Christ. As the, Paul said in the scriptures, he said, therefore put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Amen.
And another
Amen.
Thing is that what people don't understand is that every man is tempted when he's drawn away from his own lust and enticed. Jesus. And the Bible said that when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin, and when sin is finished, it brings forth death. Which brings me back to this. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8, it says that if we walk after the flesh, that we cannot please God. And not only that we will die, but if we walk after the Spirit, see, this is the whole thing, of getting that spirit mind, to be a spirit-minded Christian, because that's what the word Christian is, to be Christ-like. And it was a mockery that they used down in Antioch first, where they were first called Christians. They were mocking. It was nothing glorious, you know, but back to the point was, is that when we are truly born again, even as it's written in 1 John chapter 3, it said, whosoever committed sin, the way we like to teach is like this, is that a lot of times that people are conceived, amen, you know, it's just like a natural birth that, you know, a woman might conceive a child, but until she actually bring it forth, it's still in the womb. Because the Bible says, in now you can read this in your own Bible, 1 John 3rd chapter, say, whosoever committed sin also transgresses the law. And it said, whosoever born of God do not commit sin, for God's seed remaineth in him that he cannot sin. So that lets me to know, look, we got a whole bunch of people that is in labor to bring forth Jesus in them.
Jesus, amen.
You know, Bishop, that's a word right there.
Amen.
And I so receive it.
Hallelujah.
So basically, we're talking about the process of being birthed out in the Spirit.
Right. And actually, yes, we're actually, see, this is the whole misconception, because a lot of people, they try to make excuse, say, well, God know that we're but flesh. The Bible tells us in Romans the 6th chapter, shall we therefore continue in sin that grace may abound? Tell them, God forbid, how should we that are dead to sin continue any longer therein? So the thing to it is that this, and I teach my congregation, which I was taught by Elma House, a great prophetess, woman of God, founder of House of Prayer, Holy Reformation Church, amen. She says that if it's not in you, that it can't come out.
That's the thing right there.
Amen. Bishop, I want to just thank you so much for calling us and blessing us with that revelation, you know, because we do, and that's the word. You just brought us the word, and that's what you always do, and I so appreciate your ministry here, even on Woman to Woman, that you took the time to call us today, sir.
And look here, it's always a pleasure to be able to assist in the kingdom wheresoever that my Father would lead me.
Amen.
You know, it's like this, the loving God that we serve, it's not his wish that any should perish.
Amen.
But,
amen.
And that's what he said, his people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. And
Hallelujah.
It's just like this, if we could be humble, see, and be like Brother Apollos, who was only teaching and preaching the baptism of John, but when Aquila and Priscilla came by, that they instructed him more in the right way. See, it wasn't that he was wrong, it he just needed to be, had been brought over into Jesus Christ. And when they had revealed that knowledge concerning Jesus and the baptism of the Spirit, well, hey, Apollos was shown up a man of God that was on fire. See,
That's right.
A lot of the people that have not been brought into the knowledge that God have allowed me to come up in, for the simple fact God told the founder, said House of Prayer was reserved to come forth in the last day. And somebody said, well, why? Because God said to call the House of Prayer Holy Reformation Church, because the church world needed to be reformed back to holiness. And that's what it's all about.
Amen.
First Peter 1:16 tells us to be holy. He didn't tell us to be anything but holy. He didn't say be Baptist, Methodist. Hey, I mean, they are a good bunch of good folk down at Baptist Church, but still, they need holiness.
Amen.
It's good to tell us in the Hebrews 10, Hallelujah. For without, he said, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Amen.
Now, and we believe that you can't be holy without first being peaceable.
That's
Amen.
Right. And Bishop, I hate to cut you off, sir, because I so enjoy your ministry. But we want to take another call, and we have only 11 minutes remaining. But I just thank you.
Remember, you can always extend your show. Don't wait till the last minute if you're going to extend it. You can always extend it. If you're an hour, you can extend it to two.
I know, just passing on
the knowledge.
I know. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. And God bless you, sir. Just so
God bless you
to have
as well.
You with us. Amen.
Amen.
And that's Bishop
All right.
Edgar Young, and he's right here on Block Talk Radio, blocktalkradio.com/Bishop Edgar Young. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to take another call. Area code 862, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Area code 862, are you there?
Oh, my God, okay. That person actually does not want to talk. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. But I thank God for Bishop Edgar Young who called in to drop that word here.
Amen.
And that's what we were saying. It gets to a point where there are no excuses
yes.
as you grow in God.
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise God.
Amen. Now both of you are speechless. Amen. Hallelujah.
But look here. Now I could say more. I could say more because there's more to this thing. I'm not trying to just dump on everybody in one, you know, one service or anything, but this is just something to, just food for thought. Just food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, while we're all striving to enter into the kingdom of our Father, I mean, hey, okay. The thing to it is that when we come to the point of understanding the concept of what Jesus came to do. Remember, everything that Moses and all the prophets did was a shadow of Jesus Christ's coming. Okay, so after he came, he gave us that exemplified life, and this was the bottom line. So this is the bottom line for all of us. Okay, and I'm going to sum it up in just a few words. One is that he loved the Father, and he obeyed him, okay? In the Bible tells us that he humbled himself and became obedient even to the death of the cross. So as Jesus told us before we can come after him, we must first what? Deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him daily. So
Amen.
He summed it up in these two words, the two commandments. The greatest commandment was to hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and substance. Okay, and the second commandment was likened to the first, to love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
Now, so if you love God, you're going to obey him.
Amen.
Okay, and if you love your neighbor, you would not want to hurt your neighbor, so therefore you won't sin against your neighbor.
Amen. Praise God.
Because nobody's actually hated themselves except for maybe they were demon-possessed, and if you got that problem, well, that's what the church is supposed to be for, to deliver you.
Amen.
So again, it all comes by fasting and prayer. And I say this, if you don't fast, I was taught this, if you don't fast, you won't last. If you don't give, you won't live. And if you don't pray, you won't stay.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Praise
so
God.
If we could just remember those few things, we might can make it.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
We will make it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It.
Amen.
And that's so important because on Thursdays, Bishop, what I do here is Christian Women of Power, not woman to woman. So we're talking specifically to women, and, you know, we're actually bringing out to the forefront real stuff that we deal with on a daily basis, and then
right.
we bring the word, you know, just to let women know that God's word is true. You know,
yeah,
his word,
yeah,
he
yeah.
tells us his word won't come back to him void.
Hallelujah.
And if we get into relationship with God, as Prophetess Angie was saying earlier,
mm-hmm.
and begin to let God take us through the not only just the birthing process, but the maturation process,
absolutely.
Where we're not just babies, but we are becoming mature in the things of God,
Amen.
And we know that's through meditating on that word, and like you said, prayer and fasting, then we can begin to have some victory in our lives.
Amen.
But the one thing that you said that was so key that really stands out with me, Bishop, you talked about the obedience of Christ, even unto death on
yes.
the cross. My
mm-hmm,
God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what's so many of us, we really have to get to a point where we're willing to sacrifice ourselves and our
yes.
own selfish desires.
Amen.
And until we get there to it's not my way, but God's way, not my will,
right.
but God's will be done,
Amen.
Then we really can't begin to have a grasp on the victory that God, that Jesus Christ came and lived and died that we would have. And that's victory through
yeah,
the relationship with our Father that we
right.
couldn't have before because our sin was just so ugly and so
horrible.
And
it required bloodshed. That somebody, something had to die. Hey,
yeah.
Look, let me say this. Let me say this, and then I'm going to leave this show to you ladies. I'm good. Now, Saturday, if the Lord wills, that I am doing a segment on No Flesh Walkers Shall Inherit the Kingdom of God. Now, I thank God for the show because if the ones that are currently on here would, you know, stop by at 3 o'clock, it'll give a little bit more insight into the kingdom walk.
Okay.
See, I mean, this thing is applicable. We have to applicate this. See, we can't, just like you said, we have to come to a point where we quit making excuses. See, the Bible tells us when John told the people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he told them what? To bring forth fruit meet for repentance.
That's
so
right.
when we repent, we're not found guilty of those things, because once we acknowledge them as being sin, remember, we know that the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
And if this is something that we have problems or issues with, I mean, and if you cannot stop, it's just like a drunk. If a drunk knows that drinking alcohol is going to get him drunk, and so he needs to stay away from alcohol.
Yeah, we have to tune into that broadcast, because we only have 4 minutes remaining, and I do have a guest co-host with me.
God bless.
God bless you, sir. 3 o'clock on Saturday.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you.
Have a great afternoon.
Amen.
You too. Amen. And Bishop, again, has come on and blessed us. And Tina, our guest co-host, Prophetess Singletary.
Amen.
I'm going to allow you to speak first.
Amen. You know, I just keep being reminded of the scripture. We Pastor Bishop covered a lot of things, and the scripture that keeps coming to me is Philippians 1 and 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And it just encourages me to let me know that God, he's doing something good in me. Amen.
Yes.
You have to encourage yourself. You know where you've been. You know where you come from. You know that you're only standing. I'm standing
Hallelujah.
By the grace of God. He brought me through a lot of stuff, and that's why I'm able to go forth the way that I do.
Yes.
You know, listen, we go through things, and some things we don't go through things just to go through them. But
right.
these things helps us and molds and makes us into what God is calling forth for us to be. No, it didn't feel good. Yes, some of it felt good. But, yes, once you know better, you want to do better.
That's right.
And when you have a relationship with God, your spirit, man, will begin to be convicted. You know, things that you were once comfortable with doing or allowing to be done to you, come on. When that spirit kicks in, hey, this ain't right.
Mm.
You got to get rid of this.
That's right.
My God.
That's
and
right.
I only have, before you speak, Tina, we have 3 minutes. We have 3 minutes, and this is, we're just warming up, and I don't know if either one of you want to extend the show or if the chat room wants to give us a vote, because I do have some time, and I can extend, but I don't know if anybody else can stay with me.
I have
me.
No problem with it.
Yeah, I'm fine.
No problem.
Amen.
I'm
but
fine.
We're going to extend
Amen.
For another 30 minutes, because
Amen.
I believe that God wants to keep speaking. So go ahead, you all, prophets, were you done with your point?
Yes, yes.
Amen. Go ahead, Tina. Amen.
You know, I keep going back to that point where you figure out why. And maybe that was just my experience. But for me, the way I analyzed things, even as a child, I always wanted to know the whys, because the whys before weren't good enough. And there was a song that they used to make me sing when I was in the little choir called God, Yes, God is Real. And I remember my grandmother walking around singing songs. So those are the things that were modeled for me. I was in the choir. That was the song that I led. My grandmother sang spiritual songs and encouraged herself, empowered herself by no matter what was going on, she was singing. Then one day I was reading my word, and I was just sitting there doing it by rote. I was doing it because I was told to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a song came out of my spirit, the same song that I sang as a kid. And the words just came alive. There are some things that I do not know. There are places that I cannot go.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Those came to me, then it just hit me. Yes, God is real.
Oh,
and
yes.
When I came out of that song for myself, singing, he's real in my soul. Yes, he is real. He's washed and made me whole. I was able to say, I will not fornicate because he is real.
Amen.
I will not go to the
Amen.
Club because he was real.
Hallelujah.
I will not do certain things. And then the word that I was reading, that God wished that none shall perish, that God loves me with an everlasting love,
Amen.
That wherever I go, he is with me. All of that became compacted and impacted in that little childhood song, that God is real.
Amen.
And that was my why. My why was because God was more real than the club. God was more real than selling my body so I can have people come to me and like me in bed, or have a man approve of me, or have someone do something for me. He was more real than that because I'm his daughter.
Yes.
He said I'm his daughter. And if he's real, then he is the king. He is the king of kings. He is the prince of peace.
Amen.
He is the Lord of lords. And I'm his baby girl. Therefore, that is why I will not allow people to use me in that manner anymore.
Yes. But you, and then the thing is, you have to grow to that point, because when you don't know, you don't know. God opened your eyes. Yes, he will enlighten you and let you know you're better than that.
That's
yeah,
right.
He came into that obedience. He said something. He said obedience, and you said, prophetess, that there was a specific word you said that hit me. It was coming into obedience and encourage yourself.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Those were the two words that hit me. I said, if I did not obey what my pastor had said, and I trusted the fact that my pastor is a spiritual man, he's already there, so I may not have known, but he knew. You know, if I didn't do those things, read your word every morning, pray, you know, come to service when they when the church opened, if I didn't do those things, I would not have even been available
Amen.
For the Holy Spirit to open that up for me and anchor me in my salvation.
Jesus.
So that at that point, I was no longer working at a deficit, pushing through. I still struggle. But now my passion and my enthusiasm, my fire for Christ, made me say, I don't know what it all means, but I'm drawing the line in the sand right now.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Amen. And I just so agree with that. And I still, with everything in me, believe that God gives us grace as long as our hearts are with Him.
Amen.
In other words, you get to a point where you don't want to do wrong.
You just
nothing in you wants to do wrong.
Amen.
And that's the point where God wants us to get to, the point where I refuse to do wrong, even if I'm tempted. Like, I mean, I come out of a background of being in relationships, you know, with men who didn't deserve to be in relationship with me, drunkenness, drug use. And when God saved me, I said this earlier in the broadcast, and I'm going to keep saying it because I believe that there are some women out there who know the Lord and want to know Him more, but you don't know how to get yourself up out of that trap. And you heard Bishop Edgar Young, he spoke earlier, Prophetess Angie Singletary, myself, and Tina Borsico, Tina Michelle, we're here, and we're just like voices calling out in the wilderness. We're calling out saying, you don't have to live like that. You know,
Amen.
We're saying you don't have to live a life of sin. You don't have to live a life that you know in your heart of hearts is not pleasing to God.
Amen.
And I believe, like I said, when I first got saved, I was in a relationship. God removed that man because He knew I didn't have the power within myself. It's His grace. God gave me His presence, His love, and His power, and allowed me to remove myself from that relationship. But God removed that man out of my life, and He sent Pastor Anthony, who's on with us now. He's covering. God bless you,
Amen.
Pastor Anthony, for being here.
Hallelujah.
But He sent Pastor Anthony into my life, and Pastor Anthony told me about Jesus. Now, I had been hearing about the Lord, but I had been hearing what is the truth, that I was going to hell because of the life that I was living. That's the part I heard, but they didn't tell me the whole truth, which is that God loves me, and He loves me so much that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for me so that I would have life and have that life eternally with Him. So I heard the truth, and the truth that I needed was both sides. I needed to know that my lifestyle was going to kill me, that I was going to die if I kept drinking and drugging and hanging out with the wrong men. And the truth that I needed to hear was that God loved me enough to provide for a better life for me.
Amen.
That I didn't have to die in my wretchedness. I didn't have to die in my sin. So that's why God gave me this ministry, to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know, the truth includes the word.
Yes.
But it also includes our testimony.
Amen.
That I can I talk to you woman to woman?
Amen.
Can we talk woman to woman about these very real issues? And sin is an issue
that's
prevalent in our lives. Paul said, Bishop talked about it, our war. And so many of you out there, you're warring. You're warring with your flesh. You're warring with your members. But by the grace of God, you are victorious. And you
Amen.
Can be victorious over
Hallelujah.
That thing. Amen. The Bible says a righteous man will fall 7 times, but he gets up.
Yeah.
It's afforded to him to fall 7 times.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But he gets up again. This is not an excuse to sin.
Amen.
That's why we're saying this word sin. So many preachers won't say the word sin because they think you won't listen to them no more.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a church that actually said to us who were ministering that the national office said in that denomination that we could not use the word sin anymore.
Mm.
Wow.
See, and that's a problem. That's because you got now the traditions of man dictating
mm-hmm.
to the word, the rule, and the reign of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, we walk around saying we're blessed, you know. Now, blessed, do we really know what we're saying when we say that we're blessed? You know, blessed. It's the joyful, happy condition of
mm-hmm.
knowing that you are under the rule and reign of God through Jesus. You're under the... Blessed is the happy, joyful condition of knowing that you're under the provision and the love and care of God through the rule and reign of Jesus Christ in your heart, your mind, and
That's
your
right.
life. You
That's
know,
right.
when you know you're blessed, when you know that God is in control, you're not in control anymore. That's when you can say that you are blessed. When the devil is not in control anymore,
Amen.
That's when you can say that you
yes.
are blessed. When you can say, you know what, sin, that, Paul says, I won't be mastered by anything.
Yeah.
When you could get to that point when you say, I'm not mastered by anything. I'm a servant.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way that Mary said it. Mary said, I'm your handmaiden. Let it be done to me as you have said. My
Amen.
God.
Amen.
When we get
yeah.
to that point, it's like, God, let your will be done in my
Hallelujah.
Life. I don't want to live life the way I lived it because I messed up.
Yes, yes.
I keep messing up, God.
Amen, amen.
You know, help me to live the life that you want me to live. And it's a prayer. It
Hallelujah.
It is a prayer concern.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every day, every minute, every second, sometimes.
Yes.
every,
Amen.
Every,
Amen.
Every second. You take it second by second. It's just like when you watch a person. I've been blessed with the opportunity several times to sponsor people in AA and NA from a spiritual perspective, be able to cover them in prayer and hold them in accountability. And, you know, in AA they tell you it's minute by minute. Well, we're SA, Sin Anonymous, right?
and
this is...
And God can do
it
suddenly. Watch it. Because God can do it suddenly on us, my God. And suddenly,
uh-huh.
you don't even have a taste for that thing anymore,
right.
whatever
right.
it is.
Oh. Right.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And you don't even know when it happened. But
Jesus.
You got to realize, it's when we say minute by minute, the way they say it secularly, they mean it's minute by minute. You just hope something happened. But I realize that it's minute by minute knowing something's going to happen because my Father is there in every second, in every minute. He
mm-hmm.
created the times, the days, the seasons. It all belongs to him. Therefore, it's available to him. Therefore, there's nothing impossible.
Amen.
For him.
Hallelujah.
In this minute. This second that I have given to him.
Jesus.
Because I refuse to be out of fellowship with my daddy.
Mm.
And how I got to that place, it was not because I woke up sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, when the doctor smacked me on the behind when I came out of the womb. I seen myself outside of fellowship with God.
Mm-hmm.
I was confused. I didn't know what to do. Had all this stuff going on, all this brilliance around me. Had no idea what the purpose was. I felt like there was holes in me. There were things that I was missing.
My God.
And I was trying to fill it up and fill it up and fill it up with money, with Mercedes, with this and that. I was driving a 300 STL at 19 years old that I purchased myself.
Uh-huh.
So there was no way that people can look on the outside looking in and see that I was going home and not leaving my house for 3-4 days at a time because of depression,
because
of sadness and fear and confusion and not knowing what people wanted from me all the time because they kept seeing the gift. And I was not yet in full fellowship with God to understand that gift was his, not mine.
Mm.
But it was a moment-by-moment thing that when my pastor came to my college, God bless him, came to my college on a weekly basis and would answer one question for me. Well, what about this, Pastor Grant? I don't know, but I'll be back to answer that question. Then the next time, what about this, Minister? What about this? And what about this? He was diligent with me to make sure the whys were answered. And one day it hit me that the absolute authority is God. I can't go to anyone, any person, any man, any store, any one-day sale that's going to fill me up, because those things did not make me. Only my daddy did. So he knows what's wrong with me.
Hallelujah.
He knows. Let me go to my father.
Hey,
let me go to
my
father.
He knows what's wrong with you, my God.
He knows what he made me. He's the architect.
That's right.
He's the cornerstone.
Amen.
He did all that. Nobody else did that, not even my mama, even though I was in her womb.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go straight to the source. And it was a minute-by-minute thing, because
yeah.
I feel myself, my flesh, at enmity in my spirit, where I would have said, oh, yeah, let me go do that. Let me go to the club. Let's go do this. Then my spirit would say, I'm not in the club. You want to be with me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there.
All right.
Someone would say something bad to me. Let me go tell her something. I'm gonna let her know that I'm right.
All
right. Say, what's the cost of that being right?
Mm.
How much is that going to cost you?
Amen.
Because I'm not there in your righteousness. You need to be over here in mine.
All right.
Wow. Wow.
You need to be in mine. It's a moment by moment, minute by minute thing that God blessed us with time so that we can walk it out one second at a time.
Amen.
And if it wasn't for the people, the women that loved me,
mm.
that refused to let me go. We
mm-hmm.
talk about not letting God go. But as the sisters and ministers and Christians in the marketplace, we can't let other folk go either.
That's right.
And
Amen.
Look, we have in the chat room, Women of God Forever, God bless you, welcome, and welcome to Be Enlightened and everybody else in the chat room. She says, Jesus never stops loving you.
Amen.
And, and that's just such a wonderful
beautiful.
That statement by itself.
Beautiful. Amen.
Turn our backs on him.
Such a blessing.
We might think we're going to go in another direction,
mm-hmm.
but Jesus never stops loving us. And I love the story about the prodigal son,
yeah.
where he was received back with open arms. So that's
yes.
a word for somebody out
Amen.
There. You're
Praise
listening
God.
To us.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody out there, you're listening to us, and you have heard Bishop, and you've heard us speaking, and you're like, whoa is me, because I can't get myself together.
Yeah.
And I keep leaving the church. I keep leaving God. I keep
mm-hmm.
getting caught up in this sin.
Hallelujah.
I can't go back
Hallelujah.
Now. Yes, you can.
Jesus,
yes,
yes,
you
yes,
can
come yes,
back.
Yes.
You can. God will receive you back with open arms, but you got to come back now.
Hallelujah.
Because you've heard the word. You've heard the voice of the Lord. You have to come back in now. Get back to church. Get back to prayer. Get back to reading your Bible. Turn your back on the devil, because he's trying to kill you out there,
Amen.
Woman of God.
Hallelujah.
And God is saying, now is the time to come back, because there's
That's
a
right.
point where you could commit apostasy, and you can't come back. There is a point of no return. So right now, if you're hearing this and you have conviction in your heart because of the
yeah,
life that
yeah.
you're living, you can come back. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you
yes,
can.
You
the
can.
Devil's lying. He's a liar. The truth is not in him.
Amen.
You can come back. If he's telling you that it's not no use, you're too ashamed, there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. What that means is if you've gotten out of Christ, what that means is that you need to get back in Christ today. Today.
Amen.
Now.
Today.
Right now.
Now.
Amen.
Right now. I love that word now, because there's two places in the scripture that always jumps up. There was a time when Jesus was dealing with a demoniac, and the demoniac came to him, and he said, what is your name? He said, I'm Legion, for we are many.
Yeah.
He said, have you come to tempt us before the time? In other words, it's too early for you. You ain't got time to do this. This is not now. And Jesus said, now is that time. And then we look at Hebrews 11:1, where it says, it doesn't say faith is the substance of things hoped for. It says now faith is the substance of things hoped for
Amen.
And the evidence of things not seen. So God always works in that moment, that second.
Yeah.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
It's the time of your salvation right now, that the kingdom of God is in you, even in your mouth. When? Right now.
Right now.
Right
now.
Right now.
Right
Amen.
Now. That choice and that decision, I don't care if the person is sitting there, you know, in front of the computer multitasking. Stop multitasking. Raise your hands up and say, now I
Amen.
Surrender.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And again, I want to thank everybody for being with us to be enlightened. God bless you. Good to see you. I know you've been busy. Good to see you back. I'm here with Prophetess A. Singletary along with our biblical life coach, Tina Borsico, and this is Pastor Rebecca. And not that the titles mean anything, but, you know, that's just who we go by on a daily basis. But what I want to what I want to say is welcome, and I want to welcome you to this panel that we're having. The Lord has put us together, the three of us, to just come and share with you real talk, real talk about being a real woman of God. So we will challenge you. We will challenge you, and we will encourage you. We will exhort you to be all that you can be in God, and we will preach to you, you know, and we will talk to you and take your calls.
Yeah.
We only have 16 minutes remaining. We have extended today, and the phone lines are open for any woman who's out there, and I don't isolate the men because Bishop has already called in, and you know, if you're a man out there and you just have to call, then you're welcome to call.
Amen.
But for the women, 646-652-4832, if we could pray with you, if we can answer a question that you have, a burning question that you have on your heart, if you need to get saved, my God, if you want to know this Jesus that we're talking about today, call us. You know, call in. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we've taken time out. Our time is God's time because you know, he's just gotten us to that point. But we didn't always, we were not always where we are today, and by any no means have we arrived.
Amen.
You know, because we won't. We got Paul said, I haven't gotten the prize. He said, I haven't obtained that for which I'm preaching to you about. He said, but every day I press. I press. You know, so we're pressing, my God, to get the prize, my God. So we want to just, yesterday I started an accountability group at blogtalkradio.com/Bible Talk. So if you missed that broadcast, go back and listen to yesterday's broadcast. And every Wednesday on Bible Talk, we will be holding each other accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And every Thursday here, you'll have us doing Woman to Woman. And, of course, on Tuesdays, I'm here with Pastor Anthony. So we're here just, we want to be real enough to get healed, real enough to be saved for real, real enough to be delivered from some of this stuff that's holding us back. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. So we do have a call. I'm going to take this call. Let's see who we have calling in. Amen. Praise the Lord. 111, I believe, is a Stripe caller. You're on Woman to Woman. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Rebecca, you know who it would be, Sean.
I do. God bless you. God bless you, Sean. Good to have you calling. Do you have a question?
I hadn't talked to you in such a long time. Figure I'd give you a holler and let you know what's going on.
Yes, yeah, I know you've been busy, and I was saying that I heard a little bit of your broadcast today, and Sean is over at Prove It Wrong, blogtalkradio.com/Prove It Wrong, over there with DJ Squid, and you have something going on today, but I want to just tell the listeners you can go over and listen to his broadcast there. Sean, do you have anything to say to the ladies today about
ladies, I love what all of you are doing and supporting Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Tony, because they've been doing this for a while, you know, trying to shake up and wake up God's people, and it's very, very necessary, because we don't have time to waste and sit idly by. You know, and what they're doing is so very necessary, and I appreciate them and love them immensely for what they do.
Oh, we love you, too. You know, we know Pastor Emily and I, we love you, too, and we appreciate you and your support. Now, Sean, I want to ask you, since you're here, and I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I've heard some of your broadcasts, and I know that I was on the panel over there at you're over at your broadcast, and it wasn't Prove It Wrong, was it? It was another.
DJ Squid on the men's and women's forum, relationship forum. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things we were talking about were the social issues pertaining to our women, you know, unwed pregnancies, you know, women using their children as pawns, things of that nature. So here you are with this panel of women on Woman to Woman. Do you have a question that we can address for you today?
A question? I guess it's probably more of a statement than a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's kind of tying into the kind of conversations me and Greg have been having with quite a few people who live down in Florida. There is a great abuse going on in a variety of these so-called child protective service agencies throughout this country. but there seems to be a concentration of abuses down in the state of Florida. And essentially, from what I'm understanding here, it is just merely as simple as someone getting on the phone, making a false accusation, and the county Child Protective Service agency literally comes in like the Gestapo, kicking the doors down of people's home and snatching up their kids and taking them away. And the moment that happens, it sets a set of wheels into play that for the personal financial gain, that people who run these agencies, and then there's court systems and judges and police and county sheriffs and prosecutors and attorneys, they're all taking their turn at the trough, profiting off the misery of these kids and their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big rally going on, and it'll be this weekend in Jacksonville that Dr. Leroy Gillum, and this gentleman is out of the state of Texas, out of Houston, that he's coming all the way from there to help support the people in this area in their battle against, you know, this corruption that's going on. Because the children are not being protected. The lives are being destroyed because there's rumors that there are some things being done to these children while they're in these under the foster care.
Mm-hmm. My God. Mm-hmm. So that would be my question. And that's another thing that just hurts my heart because I know so many things happen to children, especially young girls and young boys,
yes,
because
ma'am.
Boys are being molested too.
That's right.
By the age that they're 10, I believe a lot of that stuff has already occurred. The spirit of a girl has been broken by the time that she is 10 years old. And if we're losing our children to the system, and the system now puts our children into these strange homes, then that is detrimental to that child. So that's why here on Woman to Woman, we challenge you to be all that you can be in God, to forsake the sin so that you don't get caught up in stuff like this, see, and then to reach out, to let your life be a testimony so that you can reach out to these young women that don't know Jesus,
right.
So that now they're not turned off by the life that you're living before them to say, I don't want to be a Christian because they're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. Do you see how big the responsibility is for us women?
Amen.
To be real women of God?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people don't think people are not looking because they are.
Yeah.
There's three cases in New York that I personally was involved with, and each one happened because of a dispute between the mothers. And it was not about the child being abused. It was not about the child being in harm's way. It was between the two parents who were mad at each other, okay, or in one case it was a neighbor, and called Child Protective Services. And myself and my team and my attorneys fought tooth and nail to recover those kids to get them back in their homes with their mamas.
Amen. Yes, that's why, Tina, you need to be hooked up with Sean. So you two, you're in the chat room. You two can connect. And that's what we're saying. I wonder how many of these families are Christian families.
Oh, boy, it's I'm telling you, Pastor Rebecca, I had no idea that the situation is as deep as we have been getting no less. Greg's been getting at least a dozen phone calls a day since last Monday, and I've gotten about a half a dozen, and these numbers are increasing. And we're getting calls from all over the country.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering, you know, because there are so many of the high percentage of Americans are Christians. That's why we have broadcasts. Sean, thank you so much. My God. That's
all
why
three
we have
of my young ladies were Christian. All three of them. The reason why they
That's what I'm saying.
They are part of my center. They were part of my center. They
that's
were part
what
of
I'm
the
saying,
crisis
Tina.
Pregnancies.
That's why we need this forum. The three of us, and the Lord may add, but we are here to challenge you. Listen, everybody who's listening, tell some women about Woman to Woman.
Amen.
Because what we want to do is what God wants to do, and that's take you higher. Let's take you into the deeper dimensions of beyond the surface, but to get you into holiness. Yes, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to bring you into holiness, where you won't be caught up in this trap that the devil has set.
the system ruling and reigning in your home. What is that about?
Mm-hmm.
God is supposed to be in control in your home. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will worship the Lord. To be, thank you so much for calling in, Sean.
You bet.
God bless you. God bless you.
Can I just add one little thing to that story? The reason why it hurts me so bad is that these three girls came from a crisis pregnancy center where I counsel girls who were going to abort.
Right.
They accepted the Lord in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Their lifestyle
was built. So they were
bathed
in Christ. Right.
They were bathed
Amen.
In Christ.
Right.
So the center itself, they do the work that way, but the Lord convicted me that we can't just say, oh, that's too bad that happened. It has nothing to do with the baby we saved. No, it's not just the baby we saved. It's the life that we're stewarding over. So we went the distance to fight for them in court, to fight with
Amen.
Them in lifestyle,
Amen.
Fight with them in every aspect. And women, the Bible instructs the older women of the church to instruct the younger.
That's right.
Not there.
Amen. Amen.
A lot of times,
not all the time.
But I
won't
say it's not there. I won't, because we can't put
yeah,
a blanket statement, because it
it's
is
not
there.
Always there.
Because look
it's
it up. I'm older. I'm 46. You know,
mm-hmm.
so it is there. Maybe mm-hmm. not to the extent that it
not
should be.
Not for those
be.
Women.
But
mm-hmm.
we are here to be the solution,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I'm talking about. I don't want to, I'm not knocking the church. I believe in the
mm-hmm.
church. I know you're not knocking the church, Tina, but I'm not knocking the church. I believe in the church. That's what God is, Jesus is coming back for, his church,
mm-hmm.
which is that all of us individually as well as the institution, you know,
yeah.
Because the Bible says to forsake not the assembling together of yourselves. So we have to continue to meet, and we meet in the church. And wherever we meet, that becomes the church. We're in church right now.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we do have to be examples. That we're here to encourage and to exhort and to push you, challenge
mm-hmm.
you. Be an example.
So that you can be that example.
Be
That's
an
the
example.
Point that I was making.
Amen.
I said, we're just
Amen.
Not in the church. We're in the church because I was in the church not helping folks outside of my realm of understanding. That was me. Then God took me and said, wherever you are, I am.
That's
you
right.
You need to do it. Everywhere, be a light. You can't do everything for everyone, but
that's
that thing
right.
that's within your jurisdiction, you do it. And it's a forum like this that helps women to grow, be challenged and stretched, so that when you see someone that you can sort of reach down for and pull up.
That's
you're
right.
in
Amen.
The position to hear from God in that moment.
That's right.
And be obedient so that you can help that person.
Amen.
They
Hallelujah.
See a woman
Praise
of God.
The Lord.
They see the woman of God now active.
Praise the Lord. Prophetess, I need
yeah.
you to do an altar call just for somebody who's listening live or via the archive,
mm-hmm.
and they might not know Jesus.
Amen.
If you could just help them to know Jesus today.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you for who you are. Lord, we thank you even for this
yes,
broadcast
Lord.
On today. We thank you for everyone that have tuned in. We thank you for everyone in the
mm-hmm.
chat room. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for speaking on today, oh
yes,
God.
Lord,
we're asking
hallelujah.
That you would just encourage the hearts and the minds of your women, oh God. Allow them to know,
yes.
oh God, that they don't have to continue in the way that they are in. We thank you for knowing that you are there to comfort
yes,
us,
God.
Strengthen
mm-hmm.
us, and keep
mm-hmm.
us, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would just give
mm-hmm.
us supernatural
mm-hmm.
strength on today. Anoint us, oh God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus. Continue
God.
To breathe within our spirit, man, oh God. Breathe on us, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would just allow a change to come forth in your women, oh God. Allow them not to settle. Allow them not to compromise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, even in the men, oh God, we ask that you would just allow us not to compromise, oh God, but allow us, oh God, to go forth in the things that you are calling us to. Lord, we ask that you
yes.
would just continue to keep us in your word. Continue to minister to us through your word. Minister through us to us through your priest, man, woman, those that are in the pulpits, oh God. Lord,
yes,
we ask that you would just bless the churches that are open, oh God.
Yes,
allow
God.
Them, oh God, to bring forth the word that would heal and deliver your people, oh God. We thank you for knowing, oh God, that you are able to set and make us free. Not set us free, God, but you're able to
yes.
make us free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give your people
thank
liberty
you,
on today,
Jesus.
Oh God. We don't have to go forth in bondage, oh God. Allow the shackles to be loosed from us, oh God. Loose our minds, oh God. Loose our spirit, man. Loose those things from us, oh God, that are not like you, oh God. And allow us, oh God, to be in dwelled with your characteristics, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint us afresh. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even
Hallelujah.
Those that don't know you on today,
thank
oh God,
you,
allow them to reach out and ask, what must I do to be saved, oh God? You said in your word that if they would confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts, oh God, that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, hallelujah, that
yes.
they are saved. Hallelujah. Save, heal, and deliver
you,
your people, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for knowing that there is nothing too hard, no matter what the situation is today, no matter the background, hallelujah, no matter where they came from, oh God. Thank you for knowing, oh God, that you're able to give us a life-changing experience, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Allow your
hallelujah.
Women to come forth.
Thank
you're calling forth for leading women on
yes.
today, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Lord, we ask that you would just open up the path,
thank
oh God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So that they could
hallelujah.
Walk thereby. Hallelujah.
Yes,
allow us, oh God, to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would just allow us, oh God, to possess the promises that you have promised to us, oh God. Every word that's been spoken over our lives, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we ask that you just allow us to walk in obedience. To
yes.
receive, hallelujah, allow us to walk in obedience to receive everything that you have promised, oh God, hallelujah. And even though it may look dim for many on today, oh God, we thank you for knowing that all things work together for good to him that loves the Lord and to him who are the called according to your purpose, oh God. Lord, you called us. You
yes,
called us.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
And we thank you for having an ear
thank
on today
Jesus.
To
hallelujah.
Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, oh God. Lord, we are warring.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Many are warring hallelujah. In the
yes,
flesh. Hallelujah. Many are warring with their members, oh God. Hallelujah. But Lord,
yes,
you're able.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You are able. You are able to keep us from falling. Hallelujah. Lord, keep us. Keep us because we don't want to walk in our strength because our strength gets weak. Hallelujah. Allow us to walk, hallelujah, in your strength. Hallelujah. Send the anointing, oh God. Hallelujah. That allows everything to become easy. Hallelujah. You said your yoke is easy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for knowing that there is a way out. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We don't have to accept the things that the enemy throw our way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, allow us to walk in victory and not defeat. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Because you love us. You love us today.
Yes,
you love
Lord.
Us.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for loving us. We thank you for having your hands
Jesus.
Upon us, oh
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Your word says that you're married to
yes,
the backslider.
Lord.
Even
thank
the backslider today.
Jesus.
Allow them to know that they have a chance.
Yes,
hallelujah. Allow them
hallelujah.
To come back. Allow them to turn.
Hallelujah.
Allow them to turn,
thank
God.
You,
hallelujah, while they still have time.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for dealing with us.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we didn't get here on
thank
our own,
Jesus.
Oh God. Hallelujah. We
hallelujah.
Thank you for allowing us to lean and depend on you totally.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
In the name
thank
of Jesus,
Lord,
so we trust you. We trust you.
Trust
hallelujah.
You,
we thank you for knowing that
yes,
this is a daily
Lord.
Walk. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but we
Lord.
Can do
hallelujah.
All things through Christ, which strengthens us, oh God. Yes. In the
yes.
name of Jesus, continue to bless
Jesus.
These broadcasts, oh God, hallelujah.
Yes,
the women
hallelujah.
That tune in, those, hallelujah, that desire not to disclose their information, oh God, but allow, hallelujah, something in their spirit, man, to be prompted, hallelujah, to want to do better and want better for themselves, hallelujah.
Yes.
So we thank you for all things, hallelujah. We thank you for the broadcast. We thank you for meeting us, hallelujah, at the appointed hour. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah, and we're going to go out with that prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, we're going to go out with that prayer. Go in peace and serve the Lord, and we will see you here again on Woman to Woman next Thursday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.